We begin today in East Timor with the assassination attempt on the president in Dili. President José Ramos Horta was shot in the stomach in a pre-dawn rebel attack near his residence, and he's now being operated on at an Australian military base. The rebel leader, Alfredo Renato, was killed in the attack, and East Timor's capital is now in lockdown. In a moment, we'll hear from a former associate of Alfredo Renato, who says democracy in East Timor is dead, and we'll cross to a journalist in East Timor for the latest on the situation there. But we cross now to our Northern Australia reporter, Anne Barker, who's reported on events in East Timor for many years. She's on her way there now, and she joins us from Darwin. Anne, what do you know of this attack on the president?
Well, Eleanor, we've had it confirmed that, yes, there was a pre-dawn shooting where an unknown number of gunmen appeared at the presidential home and began shooting. And there was some crossfire that ensued where presidential guards retaliated with return fire. We know at least three people were injured, including the president, José Ramos Horta, who was shot in the stomach. The United Nations confirms two others were injured. But local media have also told me that they heard as many as 20 ambulance trips between the presidential house and various hospitals in Dili. And if that is the case, then it might suggest that more people have been injured. We do know that Alfredo Renato, the rebel leader, who was apparently involved, he has been killed. And I have heard suggestions that the Prime Minister, Xanana Gusmão, that perhaps his home or wherever he was also came under attack based on some reports that are coming out of Dili, but I haven't been able to substantiate that at this stage.
Yes, and there's some confusion about where this attack actually happened, whether it was in fact at the President's residence or on the Prime Minister's residence or in fact somewhere in between.
Well, it does make me wonder now whether there was more than one attack, and I really can't clarify that at all. I don't know, but certainly we have had it confirmed that there was shooting at the presidential home of José Ramos Horta. I did speak to Rosa Garcia, a local journalist at the Timor Post, and she told me of the incidents that she sort of heard of.
Why would anyone shoot the president?
I'm not sure, because Xanana Horta only, he is the one person trust by Alfredo, yeah?
So you're saying...
I'm not sure. So only Alfredo can give a reason.
How many ambulances did you hear or see?
Ambulances go back around 20 times.
20 times?
Yeah, four ambulances go around, go back, and then, I'm not sure. But,
did you see those ambulances?
I just see the ambulance with the bloody, just some of them bloody.
And you believe as many as
twenty
people may have been injured.
This is just my guess because he has his own security, and then he also has people stay there. You know, they don't, not only national, like some Portuguese people also stay together in Horta house. He also has people who work with him. He has a military police who guard him, and then some refugees stay around.
So that's Rosea Garcia, the Timor Post journalist, speaking to Anne Barker. So, Anne, do you have any sense then of what might have been behind this attack? Would it have taken authorities by surprise, or has tension been building?
Look, it certainly would have taken authorities by surprise. I don't think anybody expected this to happen, and I think people in Dili are clearly in shock this morning. Some people, are claiming that democracy is dead, as you've said. But certainly there have been ongoing negotiations, protracted negotiations between Alfredo Renato and his supporters and the government over 18 months. It was August of 2006 that Alfredo Renato broke out of jail with about 56 other people. Now, in all that time since, they've been sort of holed up in the mountains behind Dili, but at various times they've had meetings with the president, with the prime minister, even the former government, and even last week I think there was a large group of petitioners, as they're called, who came into Dili for more negotiations. So certainly there has been some tension there if it has had to come to this sort of head.
And Anne, who would have been in charge of the president's security? Would Australians have been involved?
Well, I would imagine if it wasn't Australians, it would have been United Nations police, but I expect that Australian or New Zealand soldiers would have played a big part in that. Now, I have tried to contact defence sources in Dili to see if that has meant that Australians have been involved in this shooting, but I haven't been able to get through to anybody.
Anne Barker in Darwin, thank you.